to give some love to one of the greatest sponsors ever, AdamandEve.com.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Your one-stop shop for everything sexy. Adam and Eve is the number one trusted source for adult toys. In business for almost 50 years now, they have 24/7 customer support, 90-day no-hassle returns, and discreet packaging. 20% of their profit goes to help fight the spread of HIV around the world, which is awesome.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of sex toys, you know what I realized? The only time a woman ever finds out her vibrator doesn't work anymore and it's breaking down is when she's in the mood. I'm not saying that it happened to me recently.
I think you're kind of saying that.
And I'm not saying that I used our code to get a new toy because I was pissed.
I think you did use our code.
But if I were to have used the code, it would be at adamandeve.com. And the code is MOOD, M-O-O-D, for 50% off one item plus free shipping in the U.S. and Canada. Mm. So maybe I did get 50% off.
Maybe. Maybe you were in the mood.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I kind of feel like you were.
Yeah, maybe. Allegedly. Again, visit adamandeve.com and use the code MOOD for 50% off one item plus free shipping in the U.S. and Canada.
You know what today's topic is, by the way, is what to splurge and save on. I feel like that's worth a splurge.
Yes.
For yep. Your splooge.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome back to Big Mood, everybody. I'm Nikki.
That was good.
God, that was good. Really good. I gotta give you that one. That was. That
oh, thank
was,
you.
That one was really good. I like that.
I had some coffee.
Splurge
some
on your coffee. Splooge.
Some splurge for your splooge. Yes. This is Tiff right next to me.
Yep, I'm Tiff.
And this is Gina, all alone.
For all you new people, welcome. Happy New Year.
Jess is not here.
Yeah, Jess
is this in February? I'm like, Happy New Year. Everyone's like, we're over it. Happy Chinese New Year. There Don't be go. Ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the year of the?
Oh, shit. What is it?
I just looked it up too and I forgot.
The
Hold
freaking...
on. I gotta, yeah, go ahead. I kind of want to see what it is.
I think it's, I'm going to guess like a goat. Is it a goat? Mm-hmm. I hope I'm right.
It is... what's the animal? Ox.
Oh,
it's a year of an ox.
Yeah. Oh, so does that mean next year is a tiger?
Is that
is
you?
It? You is know it? The order?
Well, wow. Only because Steve's an ox and I'm a tiger and I'm when you're younger.
That makes sense. Dragons are right before the snakes. That's how I remember it too.
That's me too. Because Casey's a dragon, I'm a snake.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important information, everybody. And now that we've covered the very important topic, let's get some stupid stuff.
Episode's over. We're done. Yeah.
Let's go on a tangent.
So now that we're in our 30s, all of us are deep in our
30s. Hey.
Deep in our
30s. Early.
Early. We're all in our early 30s. Okay. But now that you're in here, looking back on your 20s.
She's mad dogging you.
We do a lot of like videos of finance and mentioning investments and stuff, but we don't talk about how important it is to have the capital saved up to do that. And you should be doing that as young as possible. So looking back on your 20s, what were some like stupid things that you spent money on that you wish you would have saved on?
Ugh.
And looking back, what do you wish you would have actually spent money on?
Right.
Damn. I think for me, I wish I would have spent more money. Or like, because I didn't really splurge on anything.
Oh,
really.
On quality?
Oh,
or like,
okay.
You know. I did have a kid too.
You did have a kid. You splurged on a kid.
Yeah, I splurged on a child because I did have him at 18. Mm-hmm. So
poor money management, by the way. I'm just saying.
You? No, the child.
Kid thing?
Yeah.
Money management.
Yeah, it wasn't a good financial decision.
Food and shelter for him.
I know, and diapers and stuff.
You need to treat yourself.
Decreases in value by far.
Actually, no, he's gaining in value.
It's like a 30-year investment until they actually start making money and take care of you.
It's true. And then do they go back and actually take care of you? No. Mm-hmm.
Well, my 13-year-old is doing a pretty good job.
Well, that's good.
I love him.
Put that little guy to
with
work.
With love. Love. He's him. Taking care of me with love.
He pays you in love?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, sweet.
Cheap little bastard.
It's worth more than gold, okay, Gina?
This is true.
Can't even buy it.
It's true.
You can't even buy it.
You can't even buy it. Why can't you just believe or accept that I believe in science?
No, fail. Don't appropriate my culture.
I like that I got to do it.
I was talking to you too, girl.
No, I am Latina on a cat food bag.
Oh my god, you know what I learned recently?
What?
So there's okay, so we've heard of hey, check it out, the higher the socks, the downer the fool, right?
Where'd you hear that?
Oh, you guys never heard this?
No.
Okay, so when I stream, for some reason, we always go to that East LA accent for no goddamn reason. Because there's this guy that comes into my stream and his name is Foo. So whenever we see him, we're like, oh, check it out, fool. You know what they say? The higher the socks, the downer the fool. But we also learned a new one. The bigger the hoop earrings.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
No, no, no. Oh. The bigger the hoop earrings, the bigger the cholo's feelings.
Well, I'm glad they changed it. That's very progressive of them.
I'm wearing my hoops today for this joke right here. I can see your butt. I see your butt.
Oh, hey, was it nice?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Don't look at mine.
Kidding. Whatever, puta.
I feel like looking back, I would have I wish I'd put together an emergency fund because so many people don't have an emergency fund. And I think that when you don't have that and there's going to be an emergency, you're going to have an emergency. That's when you get into trouble with credit card debt, or at least for me, that's what it was. Like, I went through a breakup and then I had to pay the full rent instead of like half the rent like I was paying.
Damn.
And I just didn't consider that could ever happen. And if I had an emergency fund, that would have been a good thing to put together.
I mean, you could totally just put like $5 away a week or something. It piles up.
It adds up.
I think thing I regret was...
you could pile.
Yeah, true. It works.
The one thing I regret is I didn't need that nice apartment. It was stupid.
Like, did you have a really nice apartment?
It was like a cute like studio. I was paying $1,500 a month. Like, wow. There was like no...
Where?
In K-Town.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I didn't need to.
Do you have a doorman?
No.
Not worth it in K-Town then.
Yeah, no. Right? I don't know what the hell.
You need some security.
I rushed. Oh, wait. We did have a doorman. Sorry. Door security. But not the one at the front desk. Like, oh, hello.
Not like, not one with a hat.
Yeah. Like the New York one.
Concierge kind of guy.
And it was just like, it's because I was like, I want to move out on my own, live in the city. You know, like I'm a big girl. So I got an apartment and like, you know, I furnished it and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this is so expensive. What am I blowing my money on? And this was also stupidly during the time where I was traveling a lot.
Yeah, you were never there.
I was never there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so dumb. I went from like living at home with my family for like $400 a month to $1,500. And I'm just like, this is the dumbest decision ever. And now like I'm back with roommates. Like I make even more money now than I did then, but I'm sticking with roommates.
But you learned.
Yeah, I learned. And then so I'm like, I'm just going to fucking do this. Cause like the amount that we pay, we get like a whole house and it's awesome. Geo used to bone in that room so I could smell it all. So
I think you're doing it right.
Yeah.
If I was single, and not like in a super serious relationship, I would 100% save my money and have roommates.
Right?
It's really smart.
And like, pile up that money.
Yeah, pile it up.
For investments and stuff.
And then I have a few friends now who are like around like that age where I got my apartment, like 24, 25. They're like, oh yeah, we actually want to get like this really nice high-rise apartment like in downtown. And I was just like, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be paying like $1,900 a month each.
I think when you're in your 20s, sometimes you can get caught up in the
glitz
image of
glamour.
It all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the idealized version of like what you want to be as an adult.
Right.
And you haven't like done the baby steps to get there yet.
Exactly.
And then you just get in hot water. And it happens to everybody.
That whole like downtown living, it's such a 20s dream. And I never lived out my 20s dream of having a downtown like high-rise apartment. But I wish I did.
Oh.
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't regret not having it, but if I could have, I wish I would have done it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But because it's one of those like life experiences that you're like, oh, cool. I got that out of my system. Now I can move on.
Right. Yeah.
That is true. I didn't get that.
Right. I still kind of feel that pull now, because then now I'm just like, oh, I can really afford like this, you know, like. I can get a nice one and I can be like, oh, Sex in the City, look at my view.
Yeah.
I drink wine, all that, but.
Okay, wait, can I pitch you?
Huh?
Because you're in your 30s now and I feel like you kind of can for your for yourself, but.
I'd rather buy a house.
What if you didn't buy a whole, or like rent a whole like huge high rise, but just like a little studio, but it's really nice, but a little studio and it's a business expense because you're taking all your pictures there. And you like, that's like your social media studio to like
smart?
Take
you
all
smart?
Your.
Yeah. You smart?
Thank you.
I don't know. It's like, because right now, nothing beats what I'm living.
That's true.
You know, like nothing beats
the deal
what
you
I
got
now.
Is pretty great.
Yeah.
It's like you're practically living at home with your parents.
Exactly.
Like that's how financially smart that is.
Yeah. So, and like now I'm just like telling my friends, like, don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But I do feel
warn
the pull.
Them.
But now I'm more towards like, I'd rather just buy a house or a condo on my own.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think that's so doable for you that like it would be dumb for you to blow it right now on a studio. But if you were to, make sure it's a business expense.
True.
I feel like I read so many like financial books before I hit my 20s that I did make sure that all of my big spends were business expenses, which was great. I think that good job, 20s, Nikki. But I did take a poll on Instagram, by the way, you could follow me at Nikki Lima, or you could follow our page at Big Mood Girls, mm-hmm. or any of our individual pages. But I originally did it because I wasn't sure if I was going to do a Shit They Don't Tell You episode on it. And I was just curious because I wanted to know if my feelings were reflected. And they kind of were. So the top things that I think I would go back and spend money on that aren't business expenses are exercise and grooming. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to spend a lot of money, but put time into like your health, your physical, taking care of that. Your titties.
That was a great business expense.
There you go.
I'll never regret these babies, ever.
Actually, as a model, that's an investment. Mm-hmm, I could see that. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, because your muscles atrophy over time, no matter what. Like, even that's if true. You're working out or not working out, you're going to have muscle loss. So what you're doing by investing in exercise or workout classes or whatever is you're preserving that muscle loss at
That's
least.
That's true. And skincare stuff too.
Yeah, skincare.
Like sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I was like early 20s, I always heard like, you should wear sunscreen every single day. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
And yeah,
31.
I just started. I really thought until I was 28. 28 is when I started. I really thought if you had a darker complexion, you didn't really need sunscreen. I really thought that.
I started at 24 and I still regret not starting sooner. So yeah. For those of you out there, sunscreen every day. There's specific sunscreens. There's always excuses like, oh, it leaves like this white stuff in my face. No, there's sunscreens that don't do that. They're specifically for your face. If you have darker skin, you still need to use it. Even if it's not sunny outside, you still need to use it. I put sunscreen on at home, and a lot of Asian people do, because the light that comes through the windows, the blue light that comes through your computer and stuff is still bad for your skin. So sunscreen.
Supergoop has unseen sunscreen and you cannot see it. Like, it does not leave a white residue.
Is it sticky?
It's really good for under your makeup. It's matte. It's very, ooh, it's perfect.
I have that Biore one from Japan. Yeah, someone recommended it to me in a video a long time ago and I use that. It's really good.
That's what I use.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Therapy.
Oh, mental God, I wish care. I did that.
Holy balls.
Yes, splurge on that.
And good therapy. Because I did actually try to see a therapist in my early 20s when I really needed it the most, but I couldn't afford that much. So I went through my insurance and I think he did more damage to me.
No.
than if I didn't go. Well, he basically, so like I had gone there because I felt like I was going crazy, because we talked in a previous episode about gaslighting and I was being gaslit a lot and I didn't know that term yet. So I just said lying, like my boyfriend keeps lying to me and saying I'm doing things I'm not doing and like he's lying. And the therapist was like, well, everybody lies. You lie.
Oh, geez.
You probably lie. And I'm like, that's what he says to me. Like,
oh,
and
no.
So then I just, I,
so now your therapist
really
is gaslighting you.
I really thought I was actually crazy and it did quite a bit of damage.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so I would have invested in like a good therapist if I had to splurge on something.
Right.
Yeah.
Also like good, I mean, it has nothing to do with therapy, but just something that I thought of that I wish I would have spent more money on in my early 20s was quality pieces of like staple pieces of clothing that will actually like last and or like jackets, like legit jackets or actual nice sturdy shoes, because I am so cheap when it comes to spending anything on my wardrobe. Like, I don't want to spend more than like $25 on a shirt or something. Like, I'm just really, really, really conservative with that. But I actually realized, especially in my 20s, like, I spent way more money on
replacing
cheap clothes. Yeah, because I constantly had to keep replacing them than if I would have just invested in quality stuff. Like, still to this day, I still want to do that because I still haven't done it. But yeah, like, even just looking into what to invest in, like, that's something I want to educate myself more on. But that's something I wish I would have done even sooner, because then I could have just already been having my wardrobe on.
Yeah, you actually, I feel like, have the opposite problem that most people in their 20s have, where they're spending way too much on clothes.
Yeah.
But having those staple pieces, mm-hmm. I think, is really the key. Is like, yeah, splurge on jeans, like a good pair of jeans. Splurge on like a nice jacket, stuff that you can go to a job interview with, or a nice date, like one nice dress.
Yeah, you know, I think I know how I linked it to the therapy stuff, because when I was like in like late-ish 20s, that was the first time I actually spent money on my wardrobe. And like I bought like a whole bunch of stuff. I went to Zara and I bought so many things. And once I started wearing those outfits from that buy, like that shopping spree thing that I did, I started feeling so much better about myself, just mentally, because I had always felt like, oh, this is not money I need to spend on myself. Like, I need to worry about other more important stuff, which is true. I definitely needed to do that. But once I took the time and effort to actually look into my own, and like investing in myself and making myself feel better,
yeah,
like that made a big difference for
like
me.
Like, before, you were kind of almost subconsciously telling yourself you're not important enough to spend this much money
on. I think that's
on.
What it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great breakthrough.
True.
Mattress.
Yes, that's definitely on my list.
Mattress. I used to have such a shit mattress, and I really think it really messed up my back, like,
yes,
in the long run too. Oof.
And a pillow, a good
and
pillow.
A good pillow.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, that's where your body needs it the most.
Mm-hmm.
So a good mattress for sure.
Also, your sleep is so important, and an undisturbed sleep cycle,
right,
where your body is basically like a computer, and if it doesn't get a decent night's rest, it's like you never turn off your computer,
mm-hmm.
and it's just slowly degrading, and pretty soon it freezes and you don't know why, what's wrong with your body, because you just never gave it the rest it needed. It needs to like shut down all your systems, like your digestive system, and it just resets everything. Mm-hmm. But if you're getting interrupted all the time by your poor sleep, or like the spring that keeps jabbing into your back, ooh, or whatever,
the futon you're sleeping on,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you're not actually allowing your body to get rest.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a problem right now because I have a lot of cats, and
they all sleep with you.
Well, two of them do, and one is a kitten that continuously, he doesn't understand why cats go to sleep at night. Like, he's asleep all through the day and then he's awake all through the night.
Aww.
And so he is jumping like between the cracks and like trying to like play with everybody while we're sleeping. So yeah, I have a really great mattress. Didn't realize that my cat could throw that off.
Yeah.
But get yourself a really quality cat, you know.
Invest in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that sleep, you know.
Yeah, the older ones.
They say that a short amount of good sleep is better than a long amount of constantly disturbed, disrupted sleep, which is really true.
That's so true.
Yeah, the REM cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have on here education. You were talking about like how you want to invest, but you don't know what to invest in.
Yeah.
Even just taking like a workshop, or even just books, like different books on a subject you want to learn. If you're just constantly upgrading your skills, or learning new things, learning new trades, learning whatever. Whether you're taking like a class, or you're taking a weekend workshop, or you're just reading a book, like, you're sharpening something that's going to bring value to your life. So it is an investment in yourself to put it into education.
That's so true. Because like, yeah, more recently is when I started reading books. But I wish this was something that I created a habit out of myself, like even in school, because I fucking hated reading in school. It was like the worst assignment you could possibly give me is to read a book. Like, I fucking hated reading. And then especially my 20s, like, I was too busy with work and raising my kid to even worry about that. But now in my 30s, like, now I actually have free time, and I'm like, you know what is all this reading stuff about? And I'm learning so many cool things. I'm like, fuck,
right?
I should have been doing this a long time ago.
I didn't know I liked reading either, because I realized I really only like reading nonfiction books, and I hated books in school because they were like, the reading list is, you know, novels, which is great. It's nice to know stories, and like, they all have themes, and it's good to get theory and all that stuff. But like, I didn't feel like, I didn't know you could learn from books.
Yeah.
I thought they were just for stories.
Me too. We're dumb.
You can learn from books. Gina.
Yeah, got it. Loud and clear.
Do you know you can learn from books?
Dude, I even got a Kindle. That's how much I love reading now.
Yay.
We love reading.
Yay.
Yeah, they're educated.
Yeah, so education. And then this is one that was listed in the Instagram poll. Like, a lot of people that are now in their 30s looking back wish they would have splurged on travel.
Oh, and that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, agree. For sure. Mm-hmm. I think you should see the world. Like, I think that's totally something worth spending money on. But I also think you can travel on a budget. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that in my 20s. I thought you had to spend like tons of money if you wanted to travel at all.
You know what else you don't have to spend a lot of money on?
Your clothes?
Your clothes, right?
Oh, me.
Yeah.
I don't have to spend a lot of money on clothes.
There she is.
Is that first person?
There she is.
Great.
There you go. Yeah.
That was a callback to earlier. I don't know if it's included. Okay, so Stitch Fix, if you wish that you could have a new wardrobe like Tiff did, mm-hmm. but you don't want to spend a lot of money, and you want a stylist to pick out clothes for you, but you also don't want to spend money on that, Stitch Fix is great for you because it's a subscription that you can actually pause or start at any time. You don't have to have it on a monthly basis, but you can if you want to. And what you do is you go online, you take a test, they'll show you a bunch of pictures, you say which ones you like and which ones you don't like, and from that a stylist can gather what your personal style is, and then they will send you a box curated just for you with all kinds of clothes, accessories, what have yous. I think you could even pick out, I think I picked out like little basics like a camisole top and mm-hmm. things like that too. So they have
even
a lot
of jewelry too.
Yeah, they have tons of accessories, jewelry, all that stuff. There's no subscription required, but you can have one if you want. You pay $20 for a styling fee for each box, but that gets credited towards the pieces you keep. So it's basically free. If you buy a shirt, you didn't pay a styling fee. And there are no hidden fees ever. Stitch Fix has styles and clothing to fit any occasion for women, men, and kids, and they ship all over the U.S. and available in the U.K. as well, mate! Get started today at stitchfix.com/mood, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mood for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/mood.
Mood. Now, you don't want to get any poop on your pants, do you?
I never do.
Especially on your new clothes.
No.
Poop on their pants, right? Listen, well, ever since we went to Japan, everyone has been obsessed with getting a bidet. We all have bidets now. And mm-hmm. I feel like if you don't have a bidet, then gross. I don't want to hang out with you. You have a mud butt. And if you guys don't want mud butt, this is where Hello Tissue comes in, because Hello Tissue will spray your butthole with water. And we love that. We like things all in and around our buttholes.
Buttholes love water.
Mm-hmm. Buttholes love
water.
They
like to be clean.
The new Hello Tissue 3.0 has a new feature where it cleans itself before and after you use it. It has a smart spray. It's called the Smart Spray, which automatically cleans itself. It attaches to your existing toilet. It requires no electricity or additional plumbing, so even an idiot like me can attach it.
That's what I love about this, actually, because I thought you had to have an outlet next to your toilet in order to have a bidet, and I was getting very sad.
Because you didn't have one.
And then this, and I'm like, oh, you don't even need it. Yeah, it hooks up to the thing that's already on your toilet. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it also cuts toilet paper use by 80%. And you know, during this whole quarantine thing, their paper,
people were crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know about you, but ever since I got a bidet, every poop wipe is a one wipe poop.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
just one, because your butt gets cleaned already, you just got to dry it. So the Hello Tissue bidet pays for itself in just a few months, now that it saves you 80% of paper use. Plus, every Hello Tissue bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
Wow.
I just judge people who don't have bidets now.
Yeah, I get it.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, especially since it's so affordable.
It is.
Exactly. This is like $70 compared to like the hundreds and hundreds of dollars that bidets normally cost.
Mm-hmm. For the rump you love to hump, this Valentine's Day, give the gift of Hello Tushy. Because you want your significant other's rump to be clean when you hump it.
What?
Right? That's right. Go to hellotissue.com/bigmood to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to hellotissue.com/bigmood for 10% off. Once again, that's hellotissue.com/bigmood for 10% off for the rump that you love to hump.
It's like the vitamin of Benjamin. Yeah. Little Gina's like, yeah, and she's going to live in a high-rise apartment.
Adult Gina's like, for the rump you like to hump.
Oh,
geez. We love you, Gina. That was great. That was a great.
That's what my life is.
Also, I love that bidet. It's just pretty hilarious.
Yeah, right?
They've got a great sense of humor. I wear the shirt they sent all the time, and everybody loves it. The shirt that says "Ask me about my butthole."
Yeah. I love their company. It looks like a fun place to work. Like their marketing team is great.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're talking about travel. Yeah,
So the first time I ever made like good money was when I was like 26, and that's when I remember when I was gone forever.
Yeah,
and I was in Japan like 6 times a year. That's because I was like, dude, fuck it, I'm blowing it all, and I didn't plan on blowing it all, but I spent a lot of money traveling and I splurged. I'm like, you know, I'm in another country. I'm gonna get myself a nice hotel room. I'm gonna do this and that. And I don't regret it at all. Mm-hmm. Like, in fact, I wish I spent even more money for more countries and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first time I left a country, I went to Taiwan for a month, and it kind of like opened up my eyes when I went from the airport to the city, because you go from the airport and you drive through like the very, very rural areas of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's really sad. And then you go to like the glitz and glamour city where like 19-year-olds are driving Bentleys. And I'm just like, holy shit, like this really hit me to my core. And like I remember messaging my boyfriend at the time, like, I don't know why, but I'm really depressed because like I see like shacks boarded up, like shacks where people live. And then like these fuckers, you know, like
the class structure is very in your face.
Yeah. And that kind of like really hit home and like really hit me hard and made me feel some type of way about it. And I remember my ex saying, I'm really glad you're feeling that because, you know, when you travel, your mind opens up a lot more. And I'm really glad that you're feeling that.
Yeah. The cultural experiences are something that you just can't learn in a book.
No. Mm-hmm.
You can't learn that. You can read all those books. You can't get the same experience.
Yeah. And that's why I'm so like so grateful that I've been able to do that too. And also bring Isaac along to so many of these trips. Because him growing up and getting to see all these different walks of life, like I am hoping that when he gets older, he can appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure, like, even if he realizes or not, he's definitely absorbed a lot.
Right.
Like,
yeah, it really opened my eyes up, too, because I didn't get to leave the U.S. until I think I was, like, 27. And even then, the first places that we went were just Europe. So it was very, like, everything's kind of the same, like, city. I mean, not that Europe's all the same. It has a very rich history. But the, like, the class structure, like, is pretty similar. Like, London looks exactly like New York. But then later, it wasn't until, like, 30s that I, like, traveled to, like, Bali and Vietnam. And, like, you see, like, a completely different culture. And I just, before I used to see travel as being like, you're going to the beach or you're going to the city. Mm. I didn't see it as like, each place has such a different, unique feeling to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Until I went to all these places. And with each feeling, it like, almost like deepens your life. Like it deepens a part of you that you can never go back to the surface level that you were at before.
That's true.
It's very enriching. It's good for your soul. It's good for your heart. Shit, for some people, it might even make you less racist.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like, in middle America have never seen any other race, has never experienced any other culture, you know? This is kind of, like, a strange example, but I remember I went to Taiwan for a month, and I was with a girl who never really traveled, and we took her to a gorgeous Buddhist temple, like, it was like during a festival ceremony, whatever. And she was very like, she was kind of like crazy. I don't remember if it was like Catholic or Christian or not. And she was just like, oh, this is just so disgusting.
Jeez.
Like, I just don't feel comfortable here. And I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of your backyard more. Like, this is rude. You're in someone else's house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You respect their culture. I'm not telling you to worship their deities and their gods and stuff, but have some respect they would for you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like in some cases, it might make someone a more open-minded, accepting person, and it educates them more and makes them want to learn more about other cultures.
Yeah, usually when people are racist or sexist or whatever, they're homophobic, they're coming from a place of fear of something they don't understand. And so, traveling and seeing different cultures, when it's there and they're in it, hopefully they can get a better understanding of what how different people live, and then it's not something to be feared anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the bullshit they hear in their circle, just
exactly.
No one really knows. Like
they actually get to experience something different.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
So I wish I spent even more money on that, on traveling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you travel, like, not being, like, cheap and, like, okay, well, we can only, like, stay at the hotel.
Right.
You know, like, definitely splurging on life experiences is always worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think for sure. But be safe.
Yeah. Don't be dumb.
Yeah, don't be dumb.
Don't rack up, like, credit card debt that might fuck you up.
Or, like, go to certain places that are a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, alone.
Yeah.
I mean, like, those group tours are a good, like, there's even this one group tour that specializes, like, their whole company is only for 20s. Like, people in their 20s or college.
Kentucky,
yeah.
There is so much boning going on.
I used to serve them because the Australian one would come and visit Santa Barbara, and I worked at a restaurant, and it'd get flooded with Australians, and then I was, like, a banquet server, so we had, like, Kentucky night is this night. Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, there's so many options for young people on a budget to still travel and see the world and be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, okay, so moving on to, like, things that you would save on, the top things that came in from Instagram were cars.
Nice cars. Don't fucking do it.
Don't buy a new car or lease a new car.
True. Mm-hmm.
You just, okay, I get the thrill because it's cool, right? But then it wears off in, like, a day or two, or, like, a week maybe. Like, and then you realize no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares. Now you're stuck with this big payment. And if you're loaded and you're also really passionate about cars, that makes sense. But if you're just getting one because you're like, I'm making a bit more money, so let me increase my spending, don't do that. The biggest mistake people make is, like, when they make a little bit more money, they immediately max out their spending. And it's just not worth it because that money could be growing.
Yep.
That's
so true. Living such a better life later.
I see so many, like, in their 20s, like, dude, you just have, like, a regular day job at fucking Forever 21. Why are you driving a BMW?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? I'm 31 years old. I can afford a nice car. I still stick to my Honda Civic.
Mm-hmm. Well, Honda Civic's actually something that I would say, spend your money on that.
Yeah.
Because
those
cars last a long ass time.
That was the car I bought in my 20s.
Yeah.
I drive a Honda Civic, Honda Club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, can I get a nicer car? Yes, but cars depreciate in value immediately.
If you buy a new car, it depreciates $5,000 as soon as you drive it off the lot.
Yeah.
$5,000 immediately. Just like that, just for driving off a lot. You can't bring it back. If you brought it back, it's $5,000 less.
Right? And honestly, when it boils down to it, when it really, 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 really boils down to it, unless you're super into cars, then I get it. But when it really boils down to it, you're really doing it just to try to impress other people.
Yeah.
And that's fucking sad. Stop it.
People that you probably don't even like.
Yeah.
True. Exactly. In your 20s, you're all about trying to fit in.
Yeah.
And trying to impress others.
Exactly. Heavily. No one's ever been like, Gina, what the fuck? Why are you driving Civic? Like, no one gives a shit.
No. Mm-hmm. Spend money on having a quality, good car that can drive you from A to B and not break down. Mm-hmm. But after that, like, no, not like, you don't need something flashy. You really just don't.
I know, like, attorneys that still drive shitbox cars, you know, because it's like people who make money understand, like, this is a waste.
Most millionaires
are, like, balling out of control.
Most millionaires I know are really good at saving money. Like, they're really good at not increasing their debt on stupid things.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm.
It's only,
I really,
like,
think it's around your own values too. Like, what brings value to your own life?
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, when I was in my 20s and, like, I had a really shitty rundown car that I bought for, like, $1,200, and that was, like, my first car. And I had it for a short amount of time, and then I crashed it. And then that's when I went. I know. It wasn't my fault. But it kind of was a little bit, but it wasn't. So then it was totaled. Like, I couldn't fix that car. And so I ended up buying a car, a brand new car. And I went to the dealership and I got this Honda Civic. And it was a 2010 Honda Civic. And I was just like, yay, brand new car. But I didn't negotiate for shit at all. And I totally wish I would have educated myself a little bit. I even took my friend and her mom because they swore that they were great at negotiating.
Women.
They didn't say anything.
Yeah, once again.
God damn it, Gina.
I don't want to get canceled so hard. Sorry, go ahead.
But for real, like, they didn't say shit. And so, like, and then I didn't know anything either. So whatever, I ended up buying, like, a really expensive Honda Civic.
Right.
And so, like, that, I had that car for, almost 9 years, and it lasted me a really long time. It was great. And then the next car I got, which is the car I currently have, is a Tesla. And yeah, it's really expensive. It's a debt I don't necessarily need to have, but it adds so much value to my personal life, where like I now am happy to be in a car and get to from point A to point B, when in the past I dreaded it. Like, it was the worst. Like, I always had, like, I was always so grumpy in my car because it was always giving me issues. Like, it was a good car, but like it wouldn't accelerate when I needed to or whatever. Right. And like, there was just little things that drove me crazy. And so not until I upgraded my driving experience, and now I feel calmer, and I feel like it added a lot of value to my personal mm-hmm. life. So it really, not saying that you should go out and buy a Tesla, but it's, I think it's where your values lie. Right.
Yeah.
So that goes into, like, that reminds me of when I was living at home with my family. Yeah, rent was $400 a month, but I was miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I was fucking miserable. Not because of anything they did, but like the place barely got any sunlight. Like, it was just like kind of old or whatever, you know? And I'm just, this sucks, but I'm saving money.
Yeah.
So it really, like, it depends on what you deem most valuable in your life. And exactly. If it helps you,
that comes with knowing yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
I've learned through, and I didn't know why before, but now I know for a fact I'm such a big environment person. Yeah. I need my environment to be bright and light, inspiring, mm-hmm. airy,
right.
Aesthetically pleasing, but I don't have to spend a lot of money on it. Mm-hmm. I just needed it to be nicer, and I needed it to be my own space.
Right.
So yeah, living with my parents was not fun because I felt like I couldn't really make the decisions, mm-hmm. and I kind of creatively need to be in control of like what the space looks like. Mm-hmm. And when we first moved from our two-bedroom apartment, which had a lot of space, and it was a really good deal, and it was a really good part of town. Like, the location was, like, impeccable. It was one of the, like, highest-rated neighborhoods in L.A. To walk in. It was where the Brady Bunch house was. And so it was a really good area, but it was dark as shit. Like, you could not keep plants in there. You could not keep flowers in there. Like, it, and the carpet was disgusting. It like hadn't been replaced in years. And so it just, like, we were saving money. We were in a nice location. I thought it was a good deal. And it was a lot of space for the value. But I just wasn't inspired. And I found myself really depressed and then not creatively able to do it. Like, we work in a creative field. And so creatively, I need to be there.
Right.
And I just felt myself just like kind of dying inside.
Right. Yeah.
And even though our place now cost like a bit more a month, so much better. And yeah, I've gotten way more jobs and stuff just because I'm so much more creatively fulfilled because of the environment. So
yeah, don't that's one thing. Save your money, but don't be frugal at the expense of your mental health.
Yeah, yes. That's the main thing that I was trying to get out with this whole car thing. That's exactly
it. That's what it is.
That's why when Jess is here, and I think that's why I was like, unless you're passionate about cars and like that's your thing, and it's not taking a huge chunk of your income.
Yeah, it's not irresponsible.
Yeah, exactly. Because Jess is very into luxury cars, and that's, she has a BMW. And for her, like, that's worth it. For me, I'm like, I can't tell the difference between a BMW or a Honda when I'm driving it. Yeah. I'm just like, it's a car.
Yeah.
Like, I like cars, but I'm also a very, like, point A to point B person.
Yeah.
If it has AC, heater, it's nice and, you know, it's music and everything. It's fun. Like, my GPS or my phone can hook up to it. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, house stuff, I'm like, I just gush over. Mm-hmm. But even there, I'm like, a couple staple items. Like, having good quality staple items that are aesthetically pleasing and you don't have to replace that often.
Yeah.
And then you can replace the decor around it either through DIYs or like thrift stores or estate sales or cheap, you know, you can you can be frugal there and still change up the look and have it look nice.
So this is actually a very interesting thing I wanted to bring up. I'm a firm believer in time is money. And I believe that money can be made. If you lose money, you can always make it back again, but you can never make back time.
Yes.
Right? So my thing is, if I can pay someone to do something that I hate for me, just so I can have my time to do something I actually enjoy, I will 100% do that.
Totally.
Yeah.
I did not get that until recently, like probably when I hit my 30s, but a house cleaner.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
I used to think that was just for rich people, but they're really not that expensive. No. And they, if you have one come in like once every 2 weeks, even to just do the cleaning part, like mm-hmm. I can kind of keep things tidy on my own, but I am so bad at cleaning. I don't know how to do it. I feel like I spent hours doing it and it still doesn't look all the way clean. Yeah. Why not have a professional come in? They do it in an hour and they're yeah. really good at their job.
It's a really, really like that expense totally brings you so much time and also like relaxation.
Mental
you're
space.
Not, exactly. Oh, yeah. You don't have to stress out about that. I have ours come every 3 weeks.
Same.
Oh, nice.
So and then like, yeah, like you can space it out too. And if you're able to like at least maintain like the upkeep a little bit in between time, then you can save money by like spreading them out too.
You know what helped me save money? A pandemic.
Oh.
I haven't been able to have a house cleaner in my house for so long now. And no one noticed because they're not there.
No one's there. That's how I feel too, because
you know what else you should take care of though first is your hair, Gina.
Yeah. That's right.
How's your hair doing?
Splurge on your hair.
Yep. My hair is doing pretty great. I don't know if you can, if you're watching on YouTube, maybe you can check out the shine. I just washed it this morning.
Ew, smells great,
this
by
pandemic
the way.
Got me washing my hair like once every week and a half or something.
Right. Save money there too. Yes. Actually, the Function of Beauty, who's our sponsor right now, they, oh my God, they do a phenomenal job. I love them so much. But it's taken me like 8 months to get through this shampoo and conditioner because one, I don't wash my hair that often, and two, it's just so such good quality mm-hmm. that I don't need to and people don't notice.
I just ordered another set.
It's so good.
Just ran out. Like we got same. What last year?
Yeah. Okay, so what you're gonna do is just like Stitch Fix, you're gonna go online and they're gonna ask you a bunch of questions about your hair. Like, what are your hair goals? Do you want less frizz? Do you want it to be more straight? Do you want more volume? What do you want your hair to be like? What is your ideal hair style? And then they have over, I think, like 400 different combinations, maybe more, that they can do with their ingredients to create a 100% custom solution for you. And they also do it with conditioner. And then you can even pick the scent and the color, or you can ask for no scent if that kind of irritates you or whatever. And then you also get a custom bottle. So it has your name on it. It says Function of Limo on mine. Mm-hmm. I just like it saying my last name because it sounds more regal than Function of Nikki.
I really want to push a limit and see if they're willing to print anything that I say.
Function, what would you
like
have to say?
Function of dumb bitch.
They yeah. probably would.
That'd be great.
Because how could they prove that's not your
that's
your name?
What I'm saying.
I call you dumb bitch all the time.
Exactly. Maybe I identify as a dumb bitch.
Yes, exactly. You dumb I think bitch. They respect that. You should
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, I should. Damn it. I should have done it.
And Function of Beauty now offers a new skincare line. It's the same quality and customization you expect, but now for your skincare routine.
I so love the like
lotions. Yeah.
I got the eucalyptus in it. So every time I put my lotion on, it's like minty.
Mm. It's like a spa.
Mm-hmm.
I have the rose one.
I eat you.
Yeah.
Never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again, okay? Go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. Go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood to let them know we sent you and to get 20% off your order. functionofbeauty.com/bigmood.
Big mood.
You know what, guys? Times are tough, and worrying about your student loan payments doesn't make things any easier, especially because of this damn pandemic we're in. So that's where refinancing with Earnest could help. So Earnest offers low rate student loan refinancing, and you can check your rate risk-free in just 2 minutes. With Earnest, you get radically flexible payments and you can pick your loan term. By refinancing, you can reduce your loan term, save money, or combine multiple loans into one simple monthly payment. And if you have questions, you can even talk to a real life human at Earnest for help. Isn't it time you stopped feeling overwhelmed by your student debt? Earnest is offering our listeners a $100 cash bonus. Refinance your student debt at earnest.com/bigmood. Terms and conditions apply. That's right. Earnest is giving our listeners a $100 bonus. Refinance your student loans at earnest.com/bigmood. Terms and conditions apply. Once again, you get a $100 cash bonus.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's a lot of dollars.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
when you visit earnest.com/bigmood to refinance your student loan. Not available in all states. Terms and conditions apply. Visit earnest.com/bigmood for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Earnest student loan refinancing made by Earnest Operations, LLC, NMLS number 1204917, California Financing Law License number 6054788, 303 2nd Street, Suite 401 North, San Francisco, California, 94107. Visit earnest.com/licenses for a full list of licenses.
The house cleaner thing is not only just like good for your house, but I went through like a really bad depressive episode where I had a depression den. Couldn't walk through my room. I couldn't leave my bed and everything was just so messy. And I was just like, I don't want to deal with this. So my housekeepers, I love them so much. It's a team of three women. They came by one week, and when I opened my front door, I was like, listen, I've been like really depressed. Can you guys just focus on my room? I just need a fresh start. And it was so worth the money. Like, they clean everything. They gave me a hug. They're like, you're going to do this. There's these three sweet Mexican ladies. They're obsessed with my cat. I told him his name was Ignacio, his middle name. They call him Nacho. Nacho from Nacho Libre. Cute. So whenever they see him, they're like, oh, Nachito. Like, it's the cutest fucking thing. And then, like, they hug me afterwards. They're like, we love you. And then it's good for your mental health. So you're not, like, just... clutter in the room clutters your mind too.
It really does.
And so like having a house cleaner or anything that helps you save time so you can use that time for something more productive or something that you are passionate about or happy about, completely worth the money.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're a person that loves to clean.
Yeah, unless
then that's what brings you joy. Great.
Someone told your money. Somebody told me, was like, oh, so you're like 31 and you have to have someone clean for you? Like, why don't you just work hard and do it yourself? I'm like, I work hard so I can afford to pay people to do this. Are you kidding me?
You can't work hard on everything. You're gonna spread yourself so thin.
Yeah.
That's not working efficiently. It's working smartly.
And also, I just know I'm not good at it. Yeah. Like, and as much as I can work on that skill, I'm just not gonna be as good as a house cleaner. And the time it takes is not worth the investment.
Exactly.
That's so true.
100%. Okay, so some people might be thinking, like, how do you have any extra income to buy any of these things? And that is something I wish I would have done more in my 20s. And I started pretty young, like maybe like mid-20s doing this. But every quarter I do a budget for our house, and I budget out all of our expenditures on paper. I know where every dollar needs to go, and then I know how much is left over. And what I used to do before, when I felt like I had no extra spending money and I was like, how am I ever going to save or do anything? I would pay myself 10% of my income and then have to figure out how to pay everything else, because I firmly believe this. You should pay yourself first. The government gets your money. The bill people get your money. Your landlord gets your money. But you never get your money even though you're the one working. That's how a lot of people operate. Put that 10% away no matter what. And for me, at least, it motivated me to find more ways to make income, like to up my income stream, whether that's asking for a raise or finding a side hustle that brings in an extra income. Whatever that was, at least I now had this padding, because you need some sort of padding. You can't be relying on nothing going wrong. You need that for an emergency. Mm-hmm. So putting that 10% away, if you have debt, that 10% first goes to an emergency fund that's like $500, and then start putting that 10% towards paying off all your debt. Once all your debt is paid off, now that 10% goes into building your emergency fund bigger. Once you have about 3 months of savings saved up, then you can start using that 10% to do these extra spending things. Mm-hmm. But that's the order that I would go in.
That's true.
And that's how I tackled that problem, because I really got depressed thinking, like, I'm never going to make any extra money. There's no such thing as disposable income. Like, it's always going to be paycheck to paycheck, but you have to force it. You just have to find out where you can save, or if you don't want to save on certain things, like you're just not willing to like skimp the quality on things, then find out how you can make more money.
Right.
Learn how to cook.
That's actually one of the ones I was going to say too, because there's always ways where you can figure out within your budget where you can put money away that you don't have to spend, right? That you can save. And cooking is one of them. That's something that I wish in my 20s I would have done more of. I mean, I did cook, but not as much as I probably should have. Mm-hmm. And also, it's just a skill. It's like a good life skill that I totally just don't even have anymore, because my husband cooks
for
me.
Yeah, luckily you married someone that can cook.
I know. I'm like so lucky. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then you can also save so much more money too, and just buying groceries versus like Postmates and drive-thrus, and it's also better for your health. But another thing that I was thinking of that I did in my 20s that I so regret, and I know it's not just a 20s thing, like people get sucked into this if you're just not very bright, is like scams kind of stuff. So younger people are more easily susceptible to fall for these scams.
And elderly
yeah. Elderly for sure.
If you scam the elderly, I hope you fucking die. Just die.
So I bought a travel club points thing. Let's just call it a timeshare, even though it's not technically a timeshare. But yeah, Casey and I, like, we got into this thing because I was just so, I wanted to travel so bad. And this whole thing here is like where you buy a certain amount of points that you can put into depending on where you want to go. And it's just such a fucking scam. Like, don't fall for it.
Are you stuck in it?
So there have been resources out there that I should have looked into, but I didn't. So I'm technically still in it. I paid it off. So it's like a certain amount of money. It's kind of like buying a car. Like, once you pay for it, like, it's yours. But every year there's like a membership fee. So I'm still paying that membership fee every year. Mm. And not once have I ever used it. Oh. Not once. Because the amount of points that I bought, it's like not even enough to make it a full vacation. Right. Like, it's bullshit. It's just so dumb. And I think I was so young and like so excited and eager to travel. And I thought this was such a good deal. And I didn't really read the fine print. I didn't realize how the salespeople were just so, what's the word? Like, preying on us.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I didn't take into consideration any of that stuff.
See, this is where I get upset with people calling people dumb for that, because it's really a social class thing, because I did the same thing. And mm-hmm. it's not really fair, because if you didn't grow up, if you like have goals of traveling, mm-hmm. let's say in your case, and you didn't have people in your family that could afford to go traveling all the time, mm-hmm. so they didn't tell you how it's supposed to be done, and you're kind of trying to figure out for yourself, yeah. like how you can make it possible, of course you're gonna like be like, you don't know what information's correct and what's not, yeah. and what's out there. You know nothing about it, and you don't have anyone to talk to. So yeah, you're gonna fall for scams. Mm-hmm. And if it sounds like a good deal, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yep.
But I think that that's just a learning experience, because yeah. then as you actually eventually figure it out, because you are dedicated to like figuring it out, mm-hmm. right? You're like, oh shit, I shouldn't have done that, yeah. looking back. But now you can warn other people out there.
Yeah.
I did the same thing when I was getting into acting, because I wanted to pursue acting, but that's not really a career that at least back then wasn't really encouraged for you to go out and be an actor, because it's like,
secure.
Yeah, it wasn't secure, and it's just like a pipe dream and like yeah. whatever. But I'm like, no, you know, people do this and people take it seriously. It's a profession. So I knew I could do it. I just didn't know exactly how. Mm-hmm. And I did fall for one of those scams that was like, because I knew in reading I read all the books about it. Like, okay, here's all the steps. Here's how you do it step by step. And the next step on the page for me was to get an agent or to get like management. I had no idea how to do it. Yeah. No, like, it's much easier now with the internet, but back then it was very tough. And so I Googled, and whatever came up was one of those like, fly to Florida and you meet like 20 agents and you're in Ooh. This like show, and like they had Ashton Kutcher on there. I was like, look, he came out of this showcase or whatever. So I was like, oh shit, Ashton Kutcher came out of that showcase.
Yeah.
Sign me up. And at that time, it was so expensive for me. It was like, I think it was like $1,000 a month, because I couldn't pay it all up front. But it ended up being something like $5,000. And then the CEO fled because he was like tax evading.
Wow.
And all that. Yeah, he went bankrupt and all of that money just disappeared.
Oh, wow. No way.
Yeah. And
you paid it? Did you go?
I couldn't. No. There was no.
It was before that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or there was never a Florida thing.
There was, because they had held it like in the past. It was way overpriced. Mm. And you had to pay for your own flight and hotel, even on top of the workshop fee. But in my head, I was like, well, this is what you have to do to, like, if I don't have an in to get representation, then I just have to, like, make an investment in myself, you know? Yeah. And looking back, it's like, oh, I know how to get there now, but I didn't know back then. And that was just a learning experience. And it sucks. I definitely got preyed on, definitely got taken advantage of. But I wouldn't call it stupid because there was just nobody. I had no mentor. I had nobody in the industry I could talk to.
I guess
to.
I shouldn't call it stupid. But
so many people look at it and be like, look at you. You tried to go after your dreams and you got scammed. Same with traveling. Like, look, you tried to see the world and you got scammed.
Actually,
stay in your bubble.
Even like the therapy stuff too. Like, there's a lot of cults that prey on people looking for help. And people get sucked into these culty things, so you gotta be careful about that too. Read reviews, like, do your homework, but just be careful, do your research, and learn from other people's mistakes.
I remember I went to like one of those, my friend's like, oh yeah, it's like some meeting for some business thing or whatever. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll come with you and I'll go check it out.
a multi-level marketing
and I smelled bullshit because like during that meeting, they planted someone in the audience.
Oh, shit.
And, like, every time the speaker said something, this guy was just like, woo, yeah! I'm like, man, you would not make it in the acting world. You suck at this. Like, I called him out immediately. Like, he was in my head, for sure. I was like, all right, this is bullshit, you know? And then, and then another friend of mine, he was like, yeah, there's this thing called Landmark, and it teaches you blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like... And then I hated it because, like, Landmark's like a life coaching bullshit or whatever. And he's like, yeah, you should take one of the classes. I was like 17. And then I was like, okay, well, how much is the class? He's like, it's $500. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not paying. I'm 17.
It's the same thing as religion where, like, okay, it might work for some people. Yeah. And maybe some people are very helped by it. And they like the feeling of a sense of community and structure and being part of something bigger than themselves. Plus, they're learning things that they never learned before. And it's great. And but then it's when they like really need to push it onto other people that it's like, okay, you do you.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy. But when you have to push it on other people and that's all you talk about and that's all you're told to talk about, that's when it becomes a cult.
Yeah.
It's a cult.
Like all the pyramid scheme stuff on like every year I see like a couple people like, oh, I'm selling blah blah blah, like message me on how, or like they'll hit you up like, hey girl, it hasn't been, or it's been so long, like, don't fucking talk to me. Don't you talk to me.
I got that out of my system early. My mom was in Amway, so I knew about pyramid schemes from the beginning. Well, not pyramid schemes, but MLM.
Yeah.
I don't want to call everything a pyramid scheme because pyramid schemes are actually illegal. This is part of their talking points too. If you ever have someone go take you to an MLM meeting, and it's like, did you know that pyramid schemes are actually illegal? So how could this be a pyramid scheme?
Oh Lord.
Okay. So it's not a pyramid scheme, but multi-level marketing. She was in Amway, so I already knew about that life. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to one of those things, it was actually, I was tricked into going to one because he asked me out on a date.
Oh no!
And I was so desperate for love.
Oh!
I was 18.
Oh!
And then immediately, like, we went to someone's, he's like, hey, can we stop by my friend's, like, business launch.
Wow.
That's what he called it. He's launching a new business. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking it's like a restaurant or some like cool business
thing.
Yeah. We end up going to some guy's living room and they play a DVD. And then then there's a guy that's not his friend that's talking about what we just watched on the DVD. And I was like, this is Amway. And they're like, no, it's not Amway. I'm like, but this is like, it's like Amway because my mom was in, and they're like, no, well, okay, it's similar to Amway,
wow,
but it's not Amway at all. And then I ended up joining.
Okay, all right. Nikki, I thought there was going to be a saving grace here.
I thought the
initial investment was too good to pass up.
Oh, geez. Oh God. Okay, here you go.
They offered me such a deal.
Okay.
But I ended up making a good amount of money from the direct sales portion of it, and then I quit. Like, I just did it to pay off my car, and then I quit. But I also thought it was so fascinating. I stayed to observe everyone, and I got so much good material because there are all kinds of walks of life in that. And I really dedicated myself. Like, I went to the national conventions, the ones that are in Oklahoma City. Like, I went to them because I wanted to see. I wanted to know what happened there. And I feel like I could write a whole show of it now. So, experiences are interesting, but, Would I become part of a cult? No, I could I could see how people do though.
Right.
Yeah.
They prey on the young, the needy. Mm-hmm.
And when you hear people talk at these things, it's always like, our house was going into foreclosure. Mm-hmm. We had no other way to make money. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is sad. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, they prey on people that are in really desperate situations. And yeah. then they appeal to you emotionally so that, like, it's like, yeah, I get that. I was there too. I'm just like you.
Yeah.
Look at me now. I look like this.
My mom was also involved in a lot of those.
Yeah.
And so she would actually take me to some of these, like, meetings or whatever they call them. And I remember she was in one called, like, Primerica.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was in that. And then I remember her saying in one of these get-togethers that she ended up saying, like, this is too good to be true. And then the guy was like, you think this is too good to be true? Well, I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. This is just good. It's not good, too good to be true. It was just so corny that yeah. I'm like, I was looking at my mom like, are you falling for this?
Yeah.
But she was in it for some time. And I was just like, what the
heck? You know what's funny is that MLM is what got me into reading books, though. And then I ended up loving reading books because all the books they recommended were so good. And then they wanted you to use those books to do well in the company. Like, you know, go after your dreams and, like, you can manifest anything you want. And, like, The Secret and all that shit. And I was like, well, but I've always wanted to be an actor. And then I used that to just go pursue acting.
Right.
So, yeah, it was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
And I don't recommend joining one, but interesting for sure.
I remember the one that tried to get me to join Landmark.
Yeah.
We were dating. And, like, it's a life coach thing. So, like, they teach you how to navigate through life with, like, this and that, whatever. And the thing that I hated most about it was whenever we got into an argument, instead of arguing normally, he'd be like, are you sure this is not just a defense mechanism that you're, and I'm like, ooh. I will, like, over and over again, I'm like, I will fucking kill you right now.
Oh God.
Like, argue with me.
But in his head, he's like, she doesn't get it.
She doesn't get
it. I have to guide her.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, in that thing, I remember it was very like an insider thing, like, oh, they don't get, like, the normies, they don't know that they can go after their dreams, like, we have to tell them, like, that kind
wow.
of, there was a that lot of that culty. Going on in there.
Very culty.
Yeah, it was very culty. And if you weren't succeeding, it was because you just, like, weren't believing in yourself enough.
Or investing enough.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. You weren't doing enough exposures.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, that went into a cool tangent about pyramid schemes, but that's a subject for another time. I hope you got a lot out of this and what we fucked up on and would have changed if we were to go back into our 20s. If you're in your 20s now, just invest, man. Invest in yourself. Invest in your health. Invest in your skincare. Invest in your sleep. Mm-hmm. But don't invest in your alcohol. And don't invest in expensive cars.
Yeah.
Or, like, a lot of clothes that will go out of trend in a month or two.
And get roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good roommates. Good roommates.
In a nice environment.
Nice environment. But don't sacrifice safety and mental health just to save money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Also, make sure you give us 5 stars. I heard that is something you should splurge on doing. And it's very
free. It's free.
It's free. So splurge completely your free fingers onto clicking 5 stars. Mm-hmm. And we love you, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.